from our physical perspective, is the universe so huge compared to us? Why is everything impossibly spaced out? Is there a boundary to the universe, and what's on the other side?
Because you have come to focus. Because when you focus and come into alignment with who you are, you have clear view. And the universe only looks larger than you are when you're out of the vortex. When you get in the vortex and you hang around in there, then everything that this universe is, everything that exists, you have access to.
Thank you.
That's why we refer to Source, or even to ourselves, as infinite intelligence. There are no boundaries. And you are as big as you allow yourself to be within it.
And present everywhere.
But there's something really wonderful about defining and focusing. That really is why you said you wanted to come. In other words, when you realize that all that is available to you, but it is only in the focusing that there is any specific expansion. So you have the best of all of that going on. You've got an inner being that can see universally or multi-galactically, if you want to call it that. And here you are specifically focusing and asking. And when you come into alignment through your specific request with the source within you who has broader view, then you have that broader view too. That's why any question that you can ask, if this time-space reality has the wherewithal to inspire a question or a desire within you, this time-space reality has the mechanism to deliver it to you in full. There is no limitation, even in what feels to you like this limited, small version of life. Everything is a microcosm of something more, and within everything that exists is everything that exists. That was profound.
Yeah. I get it. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Further back? Wait. You are the one. Wait. If you even think it's you, start moving this way. Sometimes 5 or 10 people stand up.
Hello. I have quite a few questions, but...
And we have one answer.
I've got to say that I'm an extremely lucky guy for being here. And I mean, not just being here, but being alive. I mean, I had a really bad accident in my life, and in looking back at that, it's helped me go forward. It very much has changed the way I look at things.
Would you say it served you?
Yes. So I don't see it as a bad thing. It's helped me grow. It's helped me evolve.
That's precisely the way we see all contrast. Good for you.
But what I feel my two big issues are, and I think like many people, we struggle with certain things. I know when I am at my best, when I'm happy, and I love being there, and I wish I was there all the time.
And can you put that into the context of what we've been talking about? When you're happy, what does it mean? You're in there where the whole of you is, and that's why you're happy. I'm happy because I'm in the vortex, and because I'm in the vortex, I'm happy. In other words, it's a vicious circle of me being me.
All right. And I've been given this great opportunity to, my wife and I, we have two homes. We have a very unique, interesting lifestyle that I don't think many people, none that I know of have. We live in two different places, and my wife comes visits out. 1 week off, 1 week on, kind of thing. We both work in this business together, and it's a